how about meeting the KIC wires? Oh, not everyone. They just wouldn't fit on this record. But at least the present full-time staff, those on the air and those behind the scenes most of the time. Ralph Fondell, manager and announcer, the man who's been here all through KICY's history.
For 10 years, we have had the privilege of telling the good news over KICY that God loves you. He loves you so much that he sent his only son, Jesus Christ, to die for you, that you might live, really live. You can start living, really living now, if you believe the word of God. Our main purpose in broadcasting for these many years has been to share this good news with you.
Hello, friends and neighbors. This is Gertrude Fondell coming your way. No, not with lines from a mother's scrapbook, but with some of my favorite lines from the book of all books, the Bible, where in Philippians 4, 6, and 7 we read, "Don't worry about anything, but in all your prayers ask God for what you need, always asking him with a thankful heart, and God's peace, which is far beyond human understanding, will keep your hearts and minds safe in Christ Jesus."
Artis Brown will be gone by the time you hear this. Artie, who took your ptarmigan telegraphs and helped in a thousand ways at KICY.
A ptarmigan telegraph to you. Message, Proverbs 3, 5, and 6. Trust in the Lord with all your heart and do not rely on your own insight. In all your ways acknowledge him and he will make straight your paths. A wonderful promise which I have found so true in my life. God cares about you too, so trust in him today.
Chip Swanson, chief engineer, morning man, and graduate sourdough.
I want you to know Jesus Christ is the greatest person in my life. I know it would be very empty to live without the knowledge of his presence. The hope I have in God's complete control over all things always is rewarded when good or bad experiences are over. Accept him and what he has done for all of us, and you'll feel the same way as I do.
Our story lady and woman's world gal, Kathy DeVries.
Do you feel guilty because of your past? Or are you restless right now with nothing to live for? Maybe you're afraid to die. The Bible says, and I know from experience, that the answer is found in a proper relationship to God. Give your heart and life to him. He will forgive your sins and give you real purpose for living. And he promises eternal life.
Program director and engineer, Dave DeVries.
I know you well. You aren't strong, but you have tried to obey and have not denied my name. Therefore, I have opened a door to you that no one can shut. Revelation 3:8. I thank God that in my weakness, he is strong. I'm thankful God loves all of us the same, and that he wishes to have each of us as his son or daughter. And as this verse says, no other person can shut you or me off from God. Almighty God holds this door open to every one of us until we die.
My own dear wife, Myrna, who, like everyone here, has fallen in love with Alaska, and with Alaskans.
I'd like to share with you a portion of God's word that has meant a lot to me. It's found in Matthew 11, 28 through 30, which begins, "Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest." I hope you'll look it up in your Bible, and I'm sure it will help you as it has helped me.
The Bible is so rich in prophecies concerning our own day and the coming of Christ that I thrill every time I present the news on KICY. Christ's coming is so close now. Therefore, as it says in Matthew 24:44, "Be ye also ready, for in such an hour as ye think not, the Son of Man cometh." What a news announcement that will be! There are all those wonderful folks who help us part-time, too, just as important and as vital to KICY as anyone else. We all thank God for you, your continued support, your continued prayers, and your continued witness, wherever you are, of the free gift of salvation through Jesus Christ.